In a city known for its Spanish and German heritage and architecture, the Havana Riverwalk Inn in San Antonio represents a charming departure in style. The Mediterranean Revival design by architect Arthur J. Herman, coupled with the hotel's tropical name and landscaping, suggests an exotic and fanciful presence downtown. The Havana opened in 1914. It was built by local grocery and cigar merchant Edward F. Melcher to lodge his out-of-town customers. Melcher gambled on the location on the north side of downtown. At the time, the area was developing as a new business district. The Havana became its bustling hub. But over the years, the building changed hands and fell victim to neglect. Rescued by a new owner, the Havana was reborn in 1997 as a 27-room bed and breakfast inn. Though newer buildings in the area stand taller, the three-story hotel still stands out. It sits along the San Antonio River amid palm trees. Twin square towers flank deep porches that invite guests into their shady recesses. Eyebrow dormer windows gaze from the third-story attic. Other details include finials on roof ridges, broad eaves, and red pressed metal roof shingles that contrast with the tan brick facade. The restored interior includes period furnishings that recall the Havana's glory days in the Roaring Twenties. Restoration architect Bill Reeves of Marmon Mock credits the Havana's new owner, Teresa Greer, with the vision to revive the historic property.
One of the most gratifying things that I would say that we came away with was that we worked with an owner who actually had the foresight to see the landmark that the Havana was and to put it together into a project that really has helped revitalize part of downtown San Antonio, which has for the most part been overlooked for these past few years.